Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Monday, a new week, and so we start off our weekly rhythm that we follow every week by introducing the topic that we'll study this week. It's part of our series called Jesus Is, where we're looking at some characteristics of Jesus through some of the key stories, particularly from his life that we've learned in the New Testament. We're a community of people who are busy, and many of us commuting. And so what we do is we have a weekly rhythm we follow to keep us in sync, learning the same things at the same time, even if we're not all together in one place. So every Monday we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday we study that in the Bible. Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've learned. Friday is our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day for rest. And Sunday is a day for community, and especially Christian community. That's why we started a brand new Christian community. It meets in Ajax every second Sunday. It's called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We call it that because people of all ages worship and learn together in one space. For more information, visit redeemerajax.ca. I certainly hope you can join us if you live in the area. Well, this week we're going to be talking about Jesus is transfigured. Now, there's a word you don't hear every day. What does that mean? Transfigured means he looks different. His face changed. And I know this still probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's why we'll take some time this week to understand a story in the Bible that's called the Transfiguration and what its impact was. Now, as I said, this had to do with Jesus's face changing and how he looked. And appearances are important. Visuals are important to us. They're a part of how we learn, part of how we understand things and enjoy and appreciate things. For example, one of the most famous works of art in the world is the Sistine Chapel with its beautiful ceiling. I'm sure you've seen it before. If you haven't, you know, let me describe it to you. The chapel is rectangular in shape and measures 40.93 meters long by 13.41 meters wide. The dimensions of the Temple of Solomon as given in the Old Testament. It is 20.70 meters high, and is roofed by a flattened barrel vault with little sides over the six centered windows. The pavement is in opus alexandrinum, a transenna in marble by Mino di Fiesole. Have I lost you yet? This doesn't really describe it well, does it? If you've seen it before, are you enjoying it as much from my description? Probably not, right? Words can't really adequately describe the majesty of a work of art, especially a masterpiece. Well, fortunately, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. So you know, let's put a picture on screen here of part of the ceiling. Well, maybe you've seen that part before. You know, it still doesn't really describe the whole thing, though, does it? If you've ever seen the Sistine Chapel ceiling, you'll know that it's big. It's much more than just this little part that we zoomed in on. And in fact, you probably can't even get the whole thing in view at once. Your eyes will have to move around the ceiling to see it all. So, you know, even a picture isn't quite conveying everything about the Sistine Chapel. It's something you have to experience, something you have to actually absorb in person to really get the full effect. There are many things in life like this, a sunset, falling in love. These are things that are not easily described in words or even pictures, but that when you're there, you know something amazing is happening. Well, something like that happened in Jesus's life, where he didn't just tell his disciples in words who he was or show them a picture, but he actually let them experience something to teach about who he truly was. We'll look at that story tomorrow, but in the meantime, here's a question for you. What experiences have you found difficult to describe in words? What other ways have you shared the experience with others? Has it been with pictures? Or video? Or something else? We'll have a great discussion with your small group. I'll see you tomorrow.